I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. So grateful that you are going along with us this morning, tuning in, and hopefully you've been listening to the I've Decided radio show on more than one occasion, and you're starting to learn a little more about our program and our movement in the community to provide the resources and motivation to help people just like you be successful in your goals and your dreams, whatever they may be. And that's what we want to do. Our purpose is your success. We have almost 60 business members who are a part of this awesome movement, who care about you and want to provide you with the tools and equip you with resources and the help to be successful. And we usually bring them on the radio show. We love to showcase them and just share about their success and their goals and what they're doing. And hopefully that motivates you and inspires you. And we like to use the show to provide you just information. Things that you can use to move you to the next level of success or kind of get you started on whatever it is that you want to do. We have a website. You can check it out. All of the events that we have happening in the community are there, and all of the business resources that are a part of I've Decided that can help you are listed there as well. You can visit us at ivedecided.org. So I am really excited about this show today because you know what gets me fired up, Nyssa?
What?
Success stories.
Yeah.
I love success stories. And so success stories motivate and they inspire. And as you just heard, I have my good friend, and we've become good friends over the last few years, Nyssa Catton. And she, I like to call her the director because, you know, she's just in charge of everything out at Lincoln College.
Site coordinator.
But I'll take it. The site coordinator?
Yeah.
I think you should be titled the director. The executive director.
I don't need that responsibility. So, Vance, if you're listening, you can keep
it. Well, I don't know what other, I mean, you pretty much take care of most things
the
out there.
The Peoria location. Yeah, absolutely.
So
yes.
This is Lincoln College Abe, one of our business resources. They are here to provide you with adult education, which, speaking of Abe, what does that stand for?
That stands for Accelerated Bridge to Education Program. So that's a hybrid accelerated bachelor's degree program that we offer. And we actually operate that out of ICC's Peoria campus right off of university. And our classes are offered in Hickory Hall one night a week. The rest is online. And every 5 weeks, you move on to a new course. We're not cohorted, so if a student needs to hop in and out, because life happens, sometimes, you know, a death in the family, or yay, baby. so then they can take that time off and then hop back in as they feel suited.
So it's so flexible.
Absolutely, yes.
And as adults, going back and finishing our education or furthering our education, we need that flexibility because life is crazy.
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make it accessible for the non-traditional working adult or part-time working adult. We're just trying to make it something that they can attain.
That's right. So if you're tuning in this morning, you're listening to I Decided Radio, keep listening because you might be thinking, oh, that's not my goal. That's not my dream to finish school, you know. That's not something I want to do. That's okay. It doesn't matter because hearing Kristen, our other guest. Hey, Kristen.
Hello.
How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to hear your story. But as I was saying, hearing Kristen's success story will motivate you. I promise you, you will be motivated and inspired to go after whatever it is that you want to do specifically. And so before the show started, Nyssa, you said it's probably best that you and Kristen kind of start with the story of how you met.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's have it. How did you guys meet?
Yeah. So I was working full time and I had finished kind of my associate's degree in communication. I'd finished up my certificate for paralegal and I'd really found my spot in my career where I thought this is where I'm going to take my career, you know? And So I got a new job at Caterpillar here in the Peoria area, and I was very, very excited because they required a degree, and I kind of went out on a limb and applied anyways because I was like, hey, it's worth a shot. The worst they can do is tell me no. And so I got into Caterpillar, and I had a very, very supportive supervisor who said, look, I need you to enroll in some kind of classes to finish your degree, get that bachelor's, because it will take you farther in the company. And he was just upfront from the interviews to everything. He told me straight, if you're, this is what you need to do. So I was like, you know what?
Kudos to your boss.
He's amazing.
That
he's great.
Is awesome.
Yes. Yes. And so I was very, very like motivated, you know,
sure,
to have someone in my corps. And I looked everywhere in the area. I talked to Bradley to see if they had non-traditional classes, and they didn't offer anything at the moment, especially the online stuff. So I was working with my supervisor to figure out if we could do traditional classes and even like leave work and come back. And it was just turning into this big thing where I was like, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. And I found another program that was for adult learners. And I got involved, and I was trying to get classes started, and it was a cohort. And unfortunately, they pushed me back two or three different semesters. And my supervisor was like, look, you've got to do something else. So if this isn't it, like, we've got to find something else. And randomly, my husband was like Googling things online because I was in tears at home, obviously frustrated with the whole thing. And I was like, I don't know what to do. I've done everything that I feel like I can. Where can I go? And he found Lincoln College's A program online. And I think literally a week before classes started, I reached out, and it was Nate at the time who connected me to Nessa and was like, look, we're starting these in Peoria like this semester. And so it was just kind of timing. Everything fell into place. And then my angel, Nessa, came to save the day and got me in classes like instantly.
Isn't
so
that awesome?
It was great.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just getting chills just listening to you share that story. So was Kristen your actually first student, Nessa?
So the funny thing is that when Kristen had started, there was a different site coordinator, but he quickly like, you know, move on to another career.
So couldn't
the position,
the
position opened up again, and I had just started on the Normal campus recruiting for the ABE program in Bloomington Normal, and I attended Kristen's orientation as our very first Peoria student, and they were still looking for a site coordinator. And I said, you know, why am I doing this? I live in Peoria. I should just I'm gonna apply, and we'll see. You know, maybe I can hop over to Peoria. And they were looking for someone who could do admissions recruitment and academic advising. And I said, you know, I was a registrar for 3 years prior to this. Let's try it. And so I attended Kristen's orientation as an admissions counselor for Normal. But then quickly, I'd say within 2 weeks, I was like, by the way, I'm your advisor now.
or so executive director.
Right. Yes. So that was a fun transition. Yeah. And being able to help Kristen through her first couple of classes and just really kind of building, I'm sure Kristen, she told me a couple of times, she's like, you know, it became kind of overwhelming because my first class, it was literally just me.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she had like 5, 6, 12, 15 people in her classes. And she's like, it's growing. I know it is. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. And like, and she kept telling me that it was great to be a part of something that it launched it from the ground up. And now we have over 40 students. So, of course, you know, let's keep it going.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
but Kristen's kind of our front runner.
I didn't even realize you guys have grown that much. That is so amazing. And, of course, when you and I met, you've been on the radio show before, because I love sharing about the program that you guys have going on out there, because it just, there's so many, I think, adults that do need to finish up a degree to take that next step in their career.
And there's so many barriers for non-traditional students that we're trying to eliminate those barriers. So it's the one night a week. It's in Peoria right here at ICC in Hickory. And the rest is online.
Yeah.
And our online system, we switched over to what's called Canvas. So a lot of students, when they're at ICC, they think of what's called Blackboard. It's easier than that. Like,
yes,
it's so user-friendly. One or two clicks and you're right there. And it's We do a mandatory orientation when students start, and it's not because we're trying to like create a barrier, we're trying to create a pathway. And so in the orientation, our students learn how to interact in the online environment. They learn how to use all of their login information, their email, resources that are available to them, how to purchase their textbooks, because you can rent textbooks online and they're super cheap.
Yes, and you're such an amazing resource full of information to help them. Well, and you kind of, Kristen, you said, Nessa kind of held your hand
absolutely
through this whole process.
Yeah, yeah. Getting started was really overwhelming, and I think you hit it just exactly right, the barriers. Working full-time, I have a full-time job, and I teach fitness classes, a part-time job, which is a passion of mine, and it's kind of my happy place. So I was so scared to give up those classes to take this next step that I thought, you know, what am I going to do? How am I going to fit all of this into my day-to-day life? And really with the one night a week and then everything else being online, and you really get to make your own schedule. I had it down to a T where I would do my reading on these nights, and then the homework was Saturday, like 8 to noon. And then you really can just build your own schedule and just get absolutely all of your learning in on your own time, which is just something so crucial, I think, for adults and especially people who are working full time.
And that was a big thing, too. So Kristen was doing, she was teaching these workout classes on Monday nights, right?
Yep.
So then she said, I said, are there any nights that classes wouldn't work? I can talk to the instructors, see if we can avoid those nights. And so as much as possible, we avoided Monday nights. And I'd have to say, I think you only had like one or two classes the entire 2 years that were on Monday nights.
Yeah,
and we tried to make it work.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what it took you, about 2 years to get your bachelor's.
Yeah.
That's just great. You guys both mentioned the word cohort.
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 Uh-huh.
Can you help us not so smart people?
Yeah,
know
no. It's
academic. What that means.
Academic speak. Sometimes we get so caught up in our own jargon that we forget that, you know, not the majority don't understand. So a cohort is when a certain group of students start and finish at the same time. So certain programs have like every weekend for the next 20 months or, you know, for the next 18 months, they're going to be going through it. And unfortunately, there's no time off. Like you can't hop out. And if you do, you have to start all over again. And so
I see what you're saying. So there's no adaptability.
No.
There's no, let's see if we can not have a class on Monday night to help it.
Well, and who's going to be able, not that it's not doable. Absolutely, it's doable. Otherwise, other programs wouldn't be working.
People do it, but it's just not.
It's hard to guarantee that every weekend for the next, you know, 18 to 20 months or every Friday night for the next 2 to 3 years, you're going to be free.
If you're a full-time college student and that's your time in your life that's what you're doing, you could see how that would work.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are a full-time employee, or sometimes you're a full-time employee, a wife and a mom,
mm-hmm.
or a dad,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
you add in all of those things, or you have extracurricular activities like you, Kristen, that you love, that help you be a whole person, and mm-hmm. you don't want to give that up.
Mm-hmm.
And so all kinds of obstacles that you mentioned. That's really cool. Hey, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. And we're just sharing this amazing success story. We have our guest here, Kristen Weary, and she was the first enrolled student for Lincoln College.
And graduate.
First enrolled and first graduate with Lincoln College Abe. And so, of course, we have Nissa Catton out here with us, and I like to call her the executive director, but what's your official title, Nissa?
It's Peoria Site Coordinator. Don't get me that responsibility, Kim.
So, like I said, she does it all out there. And even so much as, Kristen, you've been here touting what a support that Nissa was. And I think, you know, that is really cool. Where else can you go where you can have that kind of communication with the person who's doing the program?
Yeah, and the best part about, I think, even your location, Nessa, is you walk into ICC's campus, which is part of the North Campus over on University. And so it's very updated. It's very modern. And you walk in, and Nessa's office is one of the first things that you get to see. And so I would just poke my head in and be like, hi, I'm here for class, even though I don't like have a question or I don't have anything. Just seeing a familiar face, especially kind of that first week in each class, you start to get to know the students. And I have great, great friends that I've done a lot of the classes in Peoria with. But it's unfamiliar territory every time you kind of start a class, even though when you get into the groove of things, you get those, you know, butterflies in your stomach. Yeah. And so just seeing the friendly face of Nessa out there and knowing that if I needed to run out of the classroom crying because I had some kind of emotional breakdown, she would be there. That support
so
system
now, see,
is
you're
helpful.
A counselor too. No. See,
we're just adding to your resume.
Well, it's adding.
They are 5-week classes, so they're kind of intense. I have to say, I started taking ABE classes. Of course, at first I was like, oh, they might apply to grad school, or, you know, get me back into the flow so that if I do want to pursue my master's degree, then I can. But then the more that I started taking the classes, I started realizing that I'm speaking to my own students, but also potential students more candidly about it. It's a 16-week course, and we've condensed it into 5 weeks. It's still the same amount of course load, mm-hmm. so it's pretty intense, but you find your flow. You mm-hmm. make a priority, and you make it work. As Kristen mentioned, she had her schedule set out. And as Kim says, you know, I'm at the Peoria site, and I'm by myself for the most part at the Peoria location. Of course, my executive director, the actual
the
executive,
real executive,
he's
director.
Got my back, and all of our resources at the Lincoln campus and our folks at the Normal campus, which is our headquarters for the ABE program. They're there to support us. But as I'm taking these classes, I started realizing that for myself, working 50, 60 hours a week. I volunteer as a chamber ambassador for the Peoria Area Chamber of Commerce, and I have a very crazy and sassy nearly 4-year-old son.
He is adorable.
He's a stinker. But finding that flow, my first week, I was like, oh my gosh, this is overwhelming. But then, like, the more you get into it, you're like, okay, oh, well, if I just do this, then okay,
so
I got this.
So you're figuring it out, and yeah. you're able to now firsthand
well,
give
and,
them advice.
And by week three, you're like, wait a second, I only have 2 weeks left.
Exactly.
What was I freaking out about?
Yep.
And you make it work. And the instructors are amazing. I have to say that we have some of the best. Most of them are adjunct faculty. We do have full-time lead faculty as well, but they are incredible. The lengths that they will go through to support a student is just, it's insane.
And what's great.
Well, Kristen, you're a testament to what they're doing. You're sitting, yeah. I mean, this is your biggest cheerleader right
yes.
here. This is
she really is too.
I think you're about to say something, but then I have a question for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just going to say the teachers that we get through the ABE program, with them being adjunct and with them having a full class load on top of it, they understand where the students are coming from too, because they're working full time. And this is their other extra class that they're taking on. So being able to just sit down with a teacher and be like, look, you get it. You have a full classroom, a class schedule too, on top of this ABE program. So I'm working full time too. How can we help each other?
Right.
You know?
And you both just said another word, adjunct.
Again, as I said,
all kinds of words today. So if you're listening, not only are you hopefully being motivated by Kristen's success story to accomplish your goal, whatever it is, you're learning some cool new words today. So adjunct, what is
adjunct? Again, we're throwing around more academic jargon. So an adjunct faculty member, generally they are full-time faculty elsewhere. Sometimes they're full-time employees elsewhere. I know that we have one instructor who works full-time at Komatsu, I believe, and he teaches business courses, but he's had classroom experience and he has his master's degree. And of course, he has the real-life application that he can bring back into the classroom, which is great. But it means that they're teaching most of their courses part-time. So per class, they get a certain, you know, stipend that they teach each class out. So they're not doing it as like a full-time thing. But some of them are. I mean, we have an adjunct faculty member who I think that he said of our classes, I think he's teaching 16 classes this year, which is just insane.
It's crazy. But they totally understand the busy
schedule.
They get it. They They're there for you. They support you. They do not go easy on you. So don't take that wrong. But they are there to support you too. And so I
can't. And you're living proof that you can get through it.
Yes.
You said it took you about 2 years.
Yes.
Okay. Take us back to that very first day. You were the only one in the class?
Yeah. So I started, I actually got to take a couple of classes in the normal campus, which is kind of the headquarters. So those class sizes vary. They have a ton of, do you know how many students? I mean, normal's got.
We cap our normal location courses, I believe, at 21, but certain courses we don't go more than 15.
Right. And so I took about three classes out there just to kind of get started into the program, only because I was able to drive to normal. Otherwise, Nessa was going to
make it work.
Make
somehow.
It all work for me. And I was like, you know what? I can do it. Let's just start out there. And so when I started my first class in Peoria, it was me and the teacher. And I was terrified. But thankfully, she was a rock star, phenomenal. We had the best discussion. That was what I was really worried about, because what I love about the ABE classes, it's we're all working. We all use our experiences from our career so far and apply it to the leadership program, that which is what I studied
That's
while
what
I was there.
That was my question that I was going to ask like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. So organizational leadership.
Okay.
So coming from a company, and also before I was at a firm, you get to see leadership kind of on all different kinds of levels. And people experience leadership in everyday lives, in every situation. So we all have our own stories. We have our own examples. And bringing that to the classroom is something that's really, really special. And so I was worried, being the only student, that I was going to lose all of that discussion. And thankfully, I had a great teacher. And we kept the discussion up. And we were there the whole time. And we talked our heads off. But it was great.
And
I learned
that
so much.
Attention. That's amazing. And even still, the classes are smaller, so there's, I mean.
Well, now we won't, now that we've launched and we're past the, you know, recruiting just the one student.
Yes.
We have over 40, as I said. We will not host a class unless there's at least three.
Okay.
And I'd have to say right now, I think my smallest class has 6 in it and my largest has 14.
Yeah, but
I
those
think.
Are still very manageable,
quaint, small classes
yes. where you get a lot of good quality attention.
Mm-hmm. The biggest one we've had in the Peoria location had 17 in it so far. So, yeah, we're still trying to keep it relatively small because, of course, you only have the 4 hours in contact one night a week for 5 weeks. So 20 hours of in-person contact. Of course, you have the online component. And instructors are very responsive in the online environment as well. But sometimes it's so much better when you have that in front of you interaction. And for me personally, I always joke, but I don't function well in a completely online environment. I am not going to hold myself accountable enough to do it completely online.
Not the same way. I need a real person saying, what are you doing? Where are you?
Yeah.
I can do online or, you know, go off on my own on a different training, whether it be in a study or whatever, as long as I know I'm coming back to some accountability.
Yes. And then there's the other part of it is it's not completely in person. So, of course, there's less time that's spent in the classroom, which is nice because for those non-traditional full-time working students that don't have the time to commit, then they can do it on their own time in the online environment as long as they're meeting the deadlines. And, you know, you do it when you can get to it.
Well, I would think that also, I just keep thinking about your boss, Kristen, who really encouraged you to finish up that degree.
Yep.
Now, we need to get a collaboration going there because there has to be a lot of people, you know, who are working at places like Caterpillar or the larger companies that are in our community who could encourage them to finish their program. They need to know you're around. We need to hook you up with Kristen's boss so he can help the other bosses.
Absolutely. And I think we have about 2 or 3 other employees from Caterpillar that are trying to hop on board or are currently in the program.
What are they getting? Like, what's the biggest, which degree are they going for?
Our fastest growing degree program right now is definitely the organizational leadership. It's a business oriented degree, but it's a lot more focused on, of course, leadership, but like communication, interpersonal relationships, so that you know how to basically communicate with your environment, with your employees within an organization, how to lead.
That's awesome. And so would you, I might put you on the spot, Kristen.
Okay.
But would you be able to say what you loved the most about this program, what you learned? You know, what you're so grateful that you learned from taking the organizational leadership?
Yeah, so what I love about the study in the organizational leadership specifically, for me, I learned a lot about my style of leadership. So I would usually shy away from saying that I ever want to be a leader. I'm not sure I'm ready for that responsibility, and I'm not sure that I would want other people relying on me like I rely on Nessa to get through the program. But I think I learned so much about, if I was presented with a leadership role, how would I handle that? How do I handle conflict? What can I do to improve? There's always things that we can improve on in every aspect of our lives. And part of what was so great about this program specifically was just, you know, leadership seems like such an abstract concept. When you're thinking about it, you could give a million different definitions of leadership. But what's leadership mean to me? And how do I apply that to my life and my work life? And it's just, I learned a lot about kind of my leadership philosophy and where I think as a leader I would excel and where I would need to work on.
That's awesome. I think your boss made an outstanding decision in encouraging you to finish your degree. And I think he's reaping the reward for that. And so if there's any bosses listening to this
Send
radio
my
show,
way. Yep.
You need to connect with Nessa out at Lincoln College Abe and figure out how you can encourage your employees to take it up a notch, mm-hmm. push him to move to the next level. I think he's getting an ROI on that. He encouraged you, and obviously—
Return on investment, in case anyone's hoping for that jargon.
Yeah. ROI, return on investment. He's getting that return. And you're thrilled with your job and mm-hmm. thrilled with your boss because he helped you do something personal that you wanted to accomplish. And it's just a perfect example of how emotionally connecting to your employees—
Engaging
to the people and mm-hmm. their personal goals— what they want to accomplish will generate loyalty and just make better, happier, all-around employees.
And they'll stick around longer.
And they stay around. They stick around. They do. Yeah.
And better educated in this situation.
And a better quality employee because now you know more.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
And so
can give it back to the company.
Right. That's awesome. It's just really a great story. So, Kristen, I really appreciate you joining me in the studio today to share your success story. Like
Thank
I said,
you.
Success stories get people fired up. It gets you motivated and encouraged. And maybe you've been inspired to get back at school and get finished on your degree, whatever it is that you need to do the next step. Now, you do have to be at a certain level to qualify for the A program. Because like me, I'd have to like get some two-year associate degree before I could really even come in.
So technically, there are three admissions requirements. You have to be at least 23 years of age or older.
Okay.
Have a transfer GPA of a 2.0 or higher, and at least 3 years of full-time work experience. Now, because we are at the ICC Peoria location, we love our partnership with ICC, and we never want to stab them in the back or ruin or jeopardize that relationship that we have with them. So when there are lower level general education courses that they offer, I'm always going to encourage a student to take them there. So 9 times out of 10, a lot of my students are starting with ICC, or they have finished an associate's or finished general education credits or a certain amount of credit at ICC, and then they're transferring to us. But they don't always have to do that. We do offer the lower level courses in Bloomington Normal at our Normal location. Again, it's only one night a week. It's only about a 40-minute drive, depending on where you're at. Because if you're in Peoria, for me, it's about 40 to 45. But it's only the one night a week every 5 weeks. So if, you know,
so
your
it's
first...
kind of like the cram course, too.
Yeah, it is. It's the exact same flow. And the Normal campus actually also offers an 8-week format. That we don't offer here in the Peoria location. But the 8-week format, they can do 2 classes in 8 weeks. So 1 night a week for each class, so 2 nights a week in Normal. And you get 2 classes every 8 weeks as opposed to 1 every 5. So in a 16-week semester, you end up completing 4 classes as opposed to the 3.
So if you just do the one night, will you be able to get that associate's or to get
We don't do associate's degrees with the ABE program.
I mean, with the Lincoln, so that you can get into the ABE program.
So you could, well, if you wanted to go to the traditional campus in Lincoln, Illinois, you could get the associate's degree. But you could go to the Bloomington Normal campus, get a couple of gen eds out of the way, the prerequisites, so the courses that are required for the upper level degree courses, and then take those upper level courses with Peoria as they come around in the rotation, because we have a list of classes that we offer every 5 weeks.
So you don't have to get the associates to
nope.
You just have to get a couple of gen eds out of the way in order to qualify.
Yeah, as long as you can get worked up.
Well, that's kind of cool. That's got me thinking.
Yeah, here you go, Kim. Maybe I'm going to recruit you over here. Hey, I keep telling you.
Yeah, you never know.
Well, and now
it's never too late. I'm. You know, be 46 in October, but it would be nice to...
You don't look a day over 30.
Thanks. But I tell people all the time, it's never too late.
Yeah, well, and now...
It's never too late.
We actually, we're making it more accessible. We started doing an online rotation as well. For our organizational leadership, our Bachelor of Arts in Organizational Leadership, we have an online rotation. We're going to start doing Criminal Justice and Health Services Administration in the fall. But it's a rotation, so one class is offered every 5 weeks online via webcam. So basically what that means is it's still the one night a week, but you're in on a webcam. And so during that class time, that one night a week, you're sitting on your webcam with all of the other students in that webcam environment, and the instructor is doing the presentation and the lecture.
So you can do it
through
the
online environment.
On home. Mm-hmm. So you can do that at home.
Yeah. And then the rest, again, is completely online by yourself, but then it's still that one night a week.
That's amazing. Awesome. Nyssa, thanks for joining
me
today. No
problem. Thanks, Kim.
Love this. It's so exciting. And if you have any interest, please get in touch with Nyssa out at Lincoln College Abe. You can find them. Google it. You can go to ivedecided.org, click on resources. You can go straight to their website from there. They're easy to find. And just look into it. Hey, who knows?
Or call into the radio station.
Or call the radio station. Yeah. Email me, kim@ivedecided.org. That'd be awesome. Have a rest of a good Sunday. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks, Kristen.
Thanks, you.
Nyssa.
Thanks, Kim.
I'll be back next week. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?